from the Sky News Centre at 7. Rishi Sunak says we're on a very slippery slope if extremists intimidate us into changing the way Parliament works. The Prime Minister's been reacting to the chaos that unfolded in the House of Commons during a debate on a Gaza ceasefire. Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyles apologised, but more than 60 MPs want him to stand down. The Scouts have been referred to the police as an inquest rules a teenager was unlawfully killed during a trip in 2018. It's happened at Great Orme in North Wales. Matt Steele has more.
16-year-old Ben Leonard was walking with Reddish Explorer Scouts from Greater Manchester when, separated from leaders, he slipped and fell around 200 feet. During the inquest, his mother accused the Scout Association of disgusting treatment of her family. It says it's determined to learn and has already changed safety rules, but it faces a police inquiry after being accused by the coroner of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice.
More details been given about legislation being introduced to clear the names of hundreds of sub-postmasters wrongly convicted in the Horizon scandal. The government says the possible exoneration of some genuinely guilty of crimes is a price worth paying. Post Office Minister Kevin Hollenrake says people need to be fairly compensated.
We have introduced optional fixed sum awards at £600,000 for victims with overturned convictions and £75,000 for group litigation order members as a swift means to settlement.
The mother of Russia's opposition leader Alexei Navalny says she's finally seen his body a week on from his death, but she claims officials are trying to blackmail her into holding a private burial. Former Barcelona and Brazil footballer Dani Alves has been jailed for 4.5 years for sexual assault. He attacked a woman in a nightclub in 2022. And Celtic goalkeeper Joe Hart's retiring from football at the end of the season. He turns 37 in April. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. Hope you're safe, well, and more importantly, dry on this wet and miserable Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Wickie's Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the ever excellent 98 Not Out for the last hour. For the next hour, my name's John Chubb, welcoming you into the non-league hour.
Got this in pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it, intention, I'm feeling mental, gonna make you, make you, make you notice, got motion, restrained emotion, I've been diving, detour leaning, no reason. Seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my agenda. Skank. Sorry, got something.
Oh,
kick us off musically tonight. That's Pretenders, number one way back in 1980. That was Brass in Pocket. So welcome in to the non-league hour, where we take a look back first off at the men's non-league football across our area from the last week. By the way, we've got a guest later on. Jack Patmore will be in conversation with Matt Price, striker with Bowes and Pitsy, who are currently one of the promotion contenders in the Isthmian North, and who are due to travel to Brentwood Town on Saturday. But first of all, to the action from the last week, and we go back to last Saturday in the National League, first off, where Dagenham and Redbridge made a long trip up to York City and picked up a 1-1 draw. Jake Hessenthaler put the Daggers ahead after 11 minutes. Ryan Fallowfield equalised for the hosts a couple of minutes before half-time, and it finished 1-1 apiece. The Daggers currently in 11th place in the league. Southend United were left nervously looking over their shoulders. They travelled to struggling bottom club Oxford City on Saturday, and they were only able to pick up a goalless draw there. On Tuesday night, though, the Shrimpers were back in action on the road again. This time they travelled to Maidenhead United, where they picked up a 2-1 win. Adam Crowther put the Shrimpers ahead in the 12th minute. Kevin Locko equalised for Gateshead on 43 before Danny Waldron, who signed from Rushford Olympic last month for Southend, he's got his first goal for the club after 58 minutes to give Southend a 2-1 victory. And that was Kevin Mayer's men's first win in 6 games. However, they are still only just above the relegation zone. They are four clubs on 38 points. Dagenham and Redbridge travelled across to the other side of the Dartford Bridge on Tuesday night, where they faced second-placed Bromley, who incidentally gave Chesterfield only their fourth league defeat of the season on Saturday. But the Daggers picked up a 2-2 draw down there. Bromley led for much of the second half after Topolos had given them the lead on 43 minutes. Former Dagger Michael Cheek, who's been very prolific for Bromley this season, scored deep into first half injury time. And it remained that way until 20 minutes from time when Sam Ling pulled one back, and then a dramatic last minute equaliser from Josh Reese that came in the 5th minute of injury time gave the final score of Bromley 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 2. So looking at the league table, Chesterfield, despite losing on Saturday, they remain 19 points clear of second-placed Bromley. Barnet, Solihull Moors, Aldershot Town, Gateshead and Oldham Athletic are the other sides coming in the playoff spots. Dagenham Redbridge in 11th, as I say. Southend 18th, just above Wildstone and Ebbsfleet, who have the same points tally. The bottom four from upwards, Oxford City, who are now 10 points from safety with only 11 matches left. It's not looking good for them on 28 points. Just above them, Kidderminster Harriers on 33, Woking on 34, and Dorking Wanderers are in the other relegation spot currently. They are on 38 points.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Moving swiftly on to the National League South, where Chelmsford City are in fantastic form at the moment, and the Clarets picked up another 3 points on Saturday away to Eastbourne Borough, where they ran out 3-0 winners against the struggling Sussex side. The scorers for Robbie Simpson's side were George Alexander on 52 minutes. Charlie Ruff, who really can't stop scoring for them at the moment, got a second on 70. And in the 4th minute of injury time at the end of the match, skipper Anthony Wordsworth made it 3-0. There was also an away victory for Avely at Hampton and Richmond Borough, just above them in the league. and they won 1-0 with Charlie Hughes scoring the only goal of the match 20 minutes from the end. Victory 2 for Braintree, who hosted Torquay United at Cressy Road on Saturday, and it was a 1-0 victory for the Iron. Tom Blackwell scored the only goal of the game for Braintree on 55 minutes. The Iron had to play most of the match with 10 men after Alfie Pavey was sent off in only the 25th minute, but the side held on for victory. Some sad news about Torquay United, which has been reported this afternoon. Actually, the club is in severe financial trouble and they are about to go into administration. That means that under National League rules, they will suffer a 10-point deduction, which will leave them perilously close to the relegation zone. And also today, their manager Gary Johnson left the club by mutual consent. So not happy times at all at Torquay. Monday night saw Aveley back in action, this time at Parkside, where they hosted FA Cup giant killers at Maidstone United. But the Millers weren't fazed by Maidstone's Cup exploits or the fact that they're in the playoff positions at the moment, because they won by 2-0. Charlie Hughes was on target once again, and Razak Common de Graft was their other goal scorer. And on Tuesday night, Chelmsford City were on the road again. They travelled to Hemel Hempstead Town this time and picked up another 3 points in a 4-1 victory. George Alexander, Jermaine Francis and Charlie Ruff, who scored a brace, were the Claret's goal scorers. And Braintree Town were back in action at Cressing Road again. They hosted Tunbridge Angels, and the Iron picked up another 3 points, winning by a goal to nil. Jaden Davis scoring the only goal of the match with just 5 minutes to go. So looking at the league table, Yeovil Town still 13 points clear of second place Worthing at the top of the table. And incidentally, Yeovil travelled to Chelmsford City on Saturday. So the Claret's in third place, 2 points, just 2 points now behind Worthing. Bath, St Albans, Maidstone and Braintree make up the playoff spots. Those two wins have helped Braintree back into the last playoff place. Aveley, who are just a point behind them, are currently ninth. So we're going to take a look at the Isthmian Premier League now, and on Saturday Billericay Town were hoping to bounce back after a disappointing defeat away to Canvey Island the previous week when they hosted Horsham at New Lodge, and watching that one for us was Jack Patmore
reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Horsham came from behind to secure a 2-1 victory at Billericay Town, putting another dent in their promotion aspirations. The hosts were looking to end their two-game losing run and were nearly on the winning trail on 17 minutes as Matt Johnson knocked the ball down for Jay Poulter, who unselfishly provided for Ollie Peters, but his strike was blocked. Billericay were the better side in the opening exchanges but lacked a cutting edge. That was until just before the half-hour mark when Captain Johnson provided for Frankie Merrifield, who was able to apply the deft touch required to steer home. Their celebrations were short-lived, though, as Charlie Hester-Cook, who had a strike expertly saved by Dan Wilkes earlier on, capitalised on confusion in the Blues box and poked home from close range to level. The balance of power was now shifting, and it was the travelling fans that were in raptures as Horsham took the lead as ex-Billericay forward Shamir Fenelon timed his run to perfection, and he composed himself before slotting home. The Hornets were now eager to ensure they headed back to West Sussex with 3 points, and they came close to adding a third as Fenelon and Reese Miles Meekums linked up well, and Ryan Henshaw's vital sliding challenge prevented Miles Meekums' shot. Gary McCann would have hoped 2 changes with 20 minutes remaining would have ignited a comeback, and it nearly did just that as Ruben Suarez Jr. crossed for Merrifield, who failed to reach his looping delivery and diminish any hopes of a comeback. It finishes here, Billericay 1, Horsham 2.
So another disappointing result for Billericay Town, but no such worries for the leaders, Hornchurch, who read out 3-0 winners at home to struggling Harry Gay Borough. Tommy Hoban opened the scoring for the Urchins on 15 minutes to give them a 1-0 half-time lead, and further goals from Mauro Villette, recent arrival at Bridge Avenue, and Liam Nash, 12 minutes from time, secured a 3-0 victory. Elsewhere, hashtag United travelled to Wingate and Finchley, where it finished goalless. Canary Island travelled down to East Kent to take on Margate and ended up losing 3-2. Lance Akins and Bradley Satch were the goal scorers. Concord Rangers, meanwhile, had a new face in their squad on Saturday, and Kenny Aliru was in the squad. He came on as a sub and scored 12 minutes from time. But Dulwich were already 2-0 in front at that point, and they ended up claiming all 3 points. Tuesday night saw Concord back in action at the Aspect Arena, and this time they faced a rather out of sorts at the moment, it must be said, Billericay Town, because Concord won by 2-1. Harrison Day gave the Beach Boys the lead after 5 minutes. Frankie Merrifield equalised on 9, but Day added his and Concord's second 6 minutes from time to give them a much-needed 3 points. Final score there was Concord Rangers 2, Billericay Town 1. And there was another new recruit for Concord on Tuesday. Midfielder Chris Regis made his debut after signing from Avely. Last night, their local rivals Canvey Island were once again in action, but once again, it was a defeat away to Cray Wanderers, who beat the goals by 2-1. Bradley Satch scored a second-half consolation for the goals. So Hornchurch remain 9 points clear at the top of the table ahead of second place Chatham Town. Billericay, despite those two defeats, remain in third place. Wingate and Finchley and Enfield Town also in the playoff spots. Hashtag United are 12th, Canvey are 14th. Concord still in the relegation zone, but they're now 20th and just 4 points from safety, and also have got more games in hand than anybody else in the division, so they can still get out of trouble. So we're going to take a little musical break, and we're going to have a look at non-league step 4 very shortly, and Jack Patmore talking to our special guest Matt Price.
I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I could say one thing, you would say three, just to be different, naturally.
Go figure it out. Just to be different naturally.
That's brand new music there from Shed 7. That's their current song, Talk of the Town. 24 minutes past 7 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is the Non-League Hour. We're going to take a look at non-league step four across our area now, specifically the Isthmian North. And we're going to hear from our special guest this week, Matt Price, a striker who's played for a number of clubs in our area. But back in November, he signed for Bowes and Pitsey, who are currently going rather well in the Isthmian North. And this week, he spoke with our reporter, Jack Patmore. You can hear that right now.
Recording in progress.
Thank you for your time today. Matt, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Bowes and Pitsey currently sit in fifth place in the Isthmian North Division. How would you summarise the campaign so far?
Yeah, I'd say it's been a good campaign so far. We've obviously been on quite a good run. I think we've only lost once in the last 14, something like that. So the last 14 games, obviously, compared to, I think it was the previous 14 games, obviously, we've gained more points, and I'd say that we're doing all right at the minute. We've just got to carry on building and keep going.
Since making your debut at the end of October, you've made 16 appearances in all competitions and netted on 11 occasions. Do you think you've rediscovered your goal-scoring form following a short spell with Brentwood Town at the start of the season?
Yeah, I do. To be honest, I've got to give like testament to the gaffer, really. I think he sort of brought the enjoyment back for me. He sort of allowed me to play as myself and allowed me to just sort of not do what I want to do as such, but he allowed me to just be me on a football pitch. And I think that's helped massively. And I think that when I'm playing, I scored the most amount of goals. And unfortunately, I don't think I had that at Brentwood this year.
Looking ahead to your upcoming fixtures, Bowes have vital trips to Brentwood and Maldon in Tiptree, two sides also competing for promotion. How important is it to pick up maximum points against sides in and around you in the table?
It is important, but I think it's only important to a certain degree. I think that the teams that usually are in the playoffs and the teams that win the leagues are the teams that beat everyone outside of the playoffs and can maintain them results. I think when you drop points against, no disrespect to obviously the lower teams, when you start dropping points against the teams that are fighting in and around the relegation, I think that's where the difference is made throughout the course of a season. Obviously, listen, we're going to go into every game wanting 3 points. We're never going to look at a game and be happy with a draw or take a loss or anything like that. But I think as important as them games are, I think we've just got to take one game at a time and keep assessing where we're at for the next game and so on and so on. So, yeah, they're big games, but we'll deal with them and we'll just take one game at a time.
Before your spell at the Len Salmon Stadium, you had spells with Billericay Town and Brentwood. How would you assess your time at both of those clubs?
Yeah, Billericay was a weird one. Listen, I could say a few things and go into a few different things, but there's no point. It is what it is. Listen, I enjoyed my time there with the boys. The boys were absolutely fantastic. All the boys obviously sort of knew what was going on at the time and with the club and outside input and stuff like that. And obviously, bit of a toxic environment is what it is. I'm not one to sit there and bite my tongue. I'll say what I think. And unfortunately, yeah, that made me not popular amongst a few of the fans. But listen, I'm not going to lose sleep over that. I'll wear it, and that is what it is. With Brentwood, listen, it's a good club. They're doing all right at the minute. I think that the chairman's a little bit too involved. But listen, that's a different story again. Listen, everyone's got their own opinions, but I just think that he's, I don't want to say too much on my opinion, but yeah, I just think that I think that my time was sort of cut short just from not enjoying it at the end of the day. And whether that, I think that's more on me for making the decision to go back there for the wrong reasons. But I think both clubs will do well. Obviously, I'd like to see them both get promoted. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see Brentwood get promoted because hopefully we're the ones beating them.
Bowers recently fell to a 3-1 home defeat to league leaders Lowestoft Town, a side who have only lost four times in the league this term. Which other teams do you think will be challenging for promotion come the end of the season?
Yeah, reflecting back on the Lowestoft game, I think it was a bit of a tough one. We all come in like rather deflated, especially at half-time. Spoke to their manager after. Even he admitted that we could have been 4-0 up at half-time had we been more clinical. So had we been more clinical in that first half, I think that it's a completely different ball game. But listen, that's why they're top of the league. They're resilient. They score goals when maybe they shouldn't and don't deserve to, and they get through games and they walk away with 3 points, and I think that's all that matters. In terms of who I think's in and around us, I don't really think you should look too much at it. I think you can only control what's in your power, and that's every game that you play. So I think that we just have to take one game at a time, and obviously on the last day of the season, on the 23rd of April or whatever it is, I think that we'll have to look at the table and reassess, and we'll know then whether we've done enough or not.
What do you think Bowers can achieve as we approach the business end of the season?
Oh, it's funny you ask that. I was actually speaking to one of my mates earlier, and I just pointed out to him that for the last three, four games, our oldest person within our back four has been 21, and we've had an average age of about 19. So I think you've got to give testament to the gaffer again when you think about the ages, stuff like that, where we are at the moment. And I think it's also a testament to the boys, because I think that everyone's sort of dug in for each other. Everyone's put a real shift in, and everyone's pulling together in the same direction. I think that's massively important. I think that if we, for the last, obviously, 12 games, I think you said it is, if we can get a run together and carry on doing what we've been doing over the last 14 in the league that I've been there, I think that we'll be all right, and I think we'll right be in and amongst the playoffs. But again, like I say, the old cliche, you can only take one game at a time.
Recording.
Thanks very much to Jack for doing that interview, and thanks ever so much to Matt Price for his time as well. So, looking at the weekend's fixtures, Bowers and Pitsy faced Lowestoft Town, the league leaders, at the Len Salmon Stadium, and Matt was actually on target in that game, scoring for Bowers 11 minutes from time, but it ended up Bowers and Pitsy won at Lowestoft Town at 3, and Bowers also had Luke Reeve sent off in the 55th minute of that game. Elsewhere, there was a 2-1 win for Brentwood Town away to Heybridge Swifts. Jesse Olakolu gave the Blues the lead in only the fourth minute, just after half-time. Jack Adlington equalised for Swifts, but George Sykes scored for Brentwood 20 minutes from time, and that turned out to be the winner. Elsewhere, there was a defeat for Maldon and Tiptree away to Goulston. They lost by 4-2. Jaden Randell and George Smith were the scorers for the Jammers. Great win for Walthamstow at Grays Athletic on Saturday. They ran out four nil winners. The goal scorers for Stowe were Brian Moses, who scored two, Ryan Hervell, and also Gray's Michael Finneran put the ball into his own net in first half injury time to make it 4-0. So that game was basically all over by the second half. There was also a win away for Wisdom Town on a Saturday. They triumphed 2-1 away to New Salamis, thanks to goals from Frederick King and Dees Kazingamadia. Very early on in the match, they scored in the 5th and 8th minutes. Salamis pulled one back 90 minutes from time, but Wisdom held on for all 3 points. Elsewhere, there was a 1-1 draw between Redbridge and Brightley Sea Regent at Oakside. Lewis Clark put the motorman ahead 3 minutes into the second half. And just as it looked as though they might have taken all 3 points, there was a very late equaliser by Brightley Sea's Kurt Smith, who scored in the 96th minute to gain his side a point. Final score, Redbridge 1, Brightley Sea Regent 1. And looking at Tuesday night, there was a couple of fixtures then. Basildon United hosted Maldon and Tiptree, and the Bees won by 2-1, thanks to first half goals from Sid Walker and Ben Allen. Harry Phillips replied 10 minutes from time for the Jammers. And Bowles and Pitsy travelled to Redbridge on Tuesday night, and they put Saturday's defeat behind them by winning by 3-2. They were 3-0 up after only 16 minutes. Luke Reeve, Solomon Addy and Banas Vaveda finding the net. Joseph Elliott replied for Redbridge either side of half-time, but Bowles held on for victory. So, looking at the league table, and Lowestoft Town still top, and they're only 3 points clear of Felixstowe and Walton United in second place, although Lowestoft have a goal in hand. Barrows and Pitsy in third on 49, Bury Town behind them in fourth, Brentwood Town in fifth, and they're now 5 points clear of Basildon United, who are in sixth place. Walton and Tiptree are seventh, Haybridge Swifts eighth, Walthamstow ninth, Brightley Sea Region 10th, Whittam Town are 12th, Redbridge 15th, Grays Athletic are in 16th place. Elsewhere, Waltham Abbey were in action on Saturday in the Southern League Division 1 Central, where they hosted Biggleswade Town, another side in the playoff spots. And there was a 1-0 win thanks to a very late goal by Asia Laurent, 6 minutes into injury time. And Abbey are up to second place behind the leaders Bedford Town following that result. So moving on to step five, and the FA Vars fifth round tie, Great Wakering Rovers trip to Highworth Town, which was postponed because of the weather the previous Saturday, took place this time around, and it was a day of celebration for Wakering. They ended up winning by 3-2, and they're only 2 matches away from an appearance at Wembley now. Kingdon Dawson gave Rovers the lead in only the 3rd minute. Highworth equalised later on in the first half from the penalty spot, and Harry Talbot, though, put Wakering back in front 3 minutes before half time. Highworth equalised in the second half, but up popped Perry Dunn to score a winner for Great Wakering in the 95th minute. So they go through to the quarterfinals, where they are at home to Cornish club Falmouth Town. Just taking a look at the Essex Senior League meanwhile, and there were some games on Saturday. Athletic Newham, leaders Tilbury, Fremford, Barking, Little Oakley, Romford, Saffron Walden Town and Stanbury Rovers all winning. There was one match on Tuesday night as well where it finished Housted Town at 1 at Tilbury 4. So thanks to those two wins, Tilbury are now 11 points clear at the top of the table. It does look increasingly light. They're going to be making a quick return to step four. Wofford Town, Romford, Sporting, Bangor United and Athletic Newham follow them. Coggeshall Town remain at the foot of the table. Still just the two wins from 27 matches they've played now. And Ilford are just above them, although there is a 10-point gap between the two. And just rounding off our roundup of the men's fixtures for the last week, in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted 1-2-1 at Shefford Town and Compton on Saturday, and they moved up to 15th place in the table. Taking a look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, Newbury Forest beat Baker 2-0 on Friday night. Saturday saw wins for Benfleet, Brimsdale, who beat Clapton. Dunmow Town 1-4-3 at Burnham Ramblers. Cannons Woods 1-4-0 at Hackney Wick. It was Hoddesdon 1, Parkview 1. North West Under 3, Basildon Town at 1. Leaders Harlow Town 4-1 away to Southend Manor. And Tower Hamlets beat Enfield Borough by 3-2. Couple of games to mention during the week. Parkview 1-4-2 at St Margaret'sbury on Tuesday night. Benfleet were well beaten at Wormley Rovers by 4-0. And last night, Hackney Wick beat Mayor Baker 3-1 and it finished Tower Hamlets 1, Hoddesdon Town 1. Harlow Town, 8 points clear of second place to Benfleet, although they've played six more than Benfleet have. Clapton Community, who are level on points with Benfleet, but have played quite a few more than them, are in third place. Wormley Rovers 4th and Hutton currently sit in 5th. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, there was a 2-1 win for Harwich and Parkstone on Saturday over Dustindale and Helsdon. Stonebrow Pegasus beat Needham Market under 23s 5-2. And defeat for Wivenhoe Town, though, they lost 5-1 at Whittlesea Athletic. Tuesday night, Harwich and Parkstone were in action again at the Royal Oak, this time against AFC Sudbury Reserves, and they picked up another 3 points in a 3-1 win. Framlingham Town remain top of the table, Great Yarmouth Town is second, Holland third, Stanley Pegasus fourth, Harwich and Parkstone are in fifth place. We've got our women's roundup coming up soon. Another musical break first. New music from Ariana Grande. This one's called Yes And. We'll be right back.
Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour, all the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
So onto our women's roundup, and two local sides who are in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, Hashtag United and Billericay Town, took a break from league action this week as they were both involved in the semi-finals of the Essex Women's Cup. Hashtag currently in second place in that league, hosted Chelmsford City Women, who are currently top of the Premier Division of the Essex County Women's League. Hashtag scored 11 goals without reply, so it was good hiding for poor old Chelmsford Women. But I think you have to appreciate the golfing standard. They hashtag play four divisions higher than City Women. And the other tie on Sunday was at New Lodge, where Billericay Town Women's first team, intriguingly, were drawn against Billericay Town Women Reserves. So it was a case of probably the least partisan crowd in the history of New Lodge. But as it was, first team comfortably won the tie. They ran out 6-0 winners. So Billericay Town Women first team and Hashtag United Women face each other in the final, which takes place on the 11th of April at Colchester United's Community Stadium. By the way, talking of the Community Stadium, I'm just going to interrupt the women's roundup for a moment because I almost forgot. In the Essex Senior Cup, the men's Essex Senior Cup, the first of two semi-finals took place on Tuesday night there. Colchester United's under-21 side faced Hashtag United and won 3-2. Other semi-final takes place this Tuesday as Redbridge against Malden and Tiptree, and the final takes place at the Community Stadium on Tuesday the 19th of March. Anyway, back to women's football, and in the Eastern Region Premier Division, we've got a couple of local sides in that league, Barking and Bowers and Pitsea. Mixed fortunes for them this week. Barking won 6-1 away to Needham Market. They're currently fourth in the table. And Bowers and Pitsea ladies, who are ninth, they travelled to Stevenage, who beat them 6-2. Elsewhere in the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South, Southend United ladies, who are currently in second place, travelled to Hertford Town, and Southend were beaten 3-1. Stanley Pegasus ladies, currently struggling at the foot of the table, they were beaten 3-0 at home by Wadson Park ladies. That was all the league action involving local sides. Hutton women were involved in a cup tie away to Toby ladies. This was the Essex Women's Trophy, and Hutton women scored 10 goals without reply. A superb victory. Well done to them. And finally, just taking a look at the Essex County Women's League Premier Division, where, as I mentioned earlier, Chelmsford City currently top the table. Sunday saw a 4-1 win for Stanway Rovers ladies at Grays Athletic. That was in the Essex Women's Trophy. And another tie in that competition. No, that was the only one, actually. Yeah, and that was all the fixtures. No actual league fixtures on Saturday, so that's our women's roundup for this week. I will run through the results of the matches that are happening this weekend on next week's show.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3 conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the men's fixtures for the week ahead. First off, we're going to have a look at the National League, where on Saturday, both Dagenham and Redbridge and Southend United have home fixtures. The Daggers host FC Halifax Town, currently a couple of places above them at Victoria Road. Whilst at Roots Hall, tough task for the Shrimpers. They face Aldershot Town, currently in the playoffs in fifth place. And then on Tuesday night, Southend are back in action at Roots Hall. This time, Altrincham, just outside the playoff spots currently, will be the visitors. National League South, meanwhile, and big game for Chelmsford City on Saturday. They host Yeovil Town, the league leaders. And also a big game for Braintree Town, who have sneaked back into the playoff places. They travel to second-placed Worthing. Avely face a long trip to Torquay United. Avely on the road again on Tuesday night, but the Millers have a lot less far to go this time, just over the Dartford Bridge, in fact, to play Dartford. On the same night, Chelmsford City are away at Farnborough and Braintree Town travel to Bath City. And in the Isthmian League Premier Division on Saturday, leaders Hornchurch travel to Hastings United. Billericay Town, a tough test for them as they try to run turn their recent poor run of results round. They travel to Chatham Town, who of course knocked them out of the Velocity Trophy last week and are just above them in second place. Meanwhile, Hashtag United have home fixture against Whitehall. Canvey Island are at home to Carr Shorten Athletic. And Concord Rangers continue their quest to get out of trouble as they travel to Folkestone Invicta. And Concord face Hornchurch at the Aspect Arena on Tuesday night. On the same night, Hashtag United have a Velocity Trophy quarterfinal. They have been drawn away to Badshot Lee, who play in the Isthmian South Central. So, looking at step four and Saturday's fixtures in the Isthmian North. Basildon United host Bury Town. These are all subject to the pitches being in good condition, of course, which may be doubtful after the amount of rain that we've had today. So if you're thinking of going to a game Saturday, best check before you go out to make sure it's still on. Brentwood Town, currently in fifth place, host third place Bowers and Pitsea, Matt Price and all. Brightley Sea Region are at home to Wroxham. Grays Athletic have a tough trip away to second place Felixstowe and Walton United. Redbridge also face a tough trip to Suffolk. They are away to the league leaders Lowestoft Town. Maldon Tiptree away to Stowmarket, still bottom of the league without a win, sadly for them. Walthamstow are at home to Heybridge Swifts, and at Spa Road, Witham Town host Goulston. One match on Tuesday night involving our local sides, Walthamstow versus Basildon United, with a 7:45 kickoff. Southern League Division 1 Central. Waltham Abbey, who was mentioned earlier, now in second place, could go top if they win on Saturday and leaders Bedford Town lose. Abbey are at home to AFC Dunstable. Bedford Town travel to Cirencester Town, who are currently in fifth place. And on to the Essex Senior League. There's some Friday night football at Ashton Plainfield, Woodford Town versus Little Oakley. Saturday, we've got Clacton versus Buckhurst Hill, Takeley versus Newham, White Enzyme versus Stanway Rovers. They're all 2 o'clock kickoffs. These ones kick off at 3. Barking versus Ilford, Coggeshall Town versus Holbridge Sports, Housted Town versus West Essex, Saffron Walden Town versus Great Wakery Rovers, and Sporting Bengal United take on Romford. There's some big, big games as well. Tuesday night is Coggeshall face Saffron Walden. Clacton face Housted. Great Wakery Rovers take on the league leaders Tilbury. Holbridge Sports were at home to Little Oakley, and Takeley host Romford. And a couple on Wednesday night as well. West Ensign versus West Essex, and Woodford Town face Buckhurst Hill. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted have got a couple of fixtures in the next 7 days. They are away to Arlesley Town on Saturday and at home to Colney Heath on Tuesday. So just having a look at the Thurlough Nun Division 1 South. And Saturday sees Basildon Town take on North West London. Cannonswood at home to Hoddesdon Town. Clapton face Clapton Community. And Dumbo Town at home to Parkview. Leaders Harlow Town travel to Enfield Borough. Another side still going well. Hutton are at home to Southend Manor at New Lodge. Benfleet travels to Newbury Forest. Hackney Weaker at St Margaretsbury, and May and Baker travel to Wormley Rovers. May and Baker back in action on Monday night as well. They're away to Barkingside. Hutton have an away fixture on Tuesday night at Hoddesdon, and Wednesday night sees Basildon Town face at Margaretsbury, Benfleet versus Clapton, and Parkview versus Hackney Wick. And finally, in the Thurlough Nun Division 1 North, just looking at the fixtures for the Essex sides. Havisham Parkstone are away to second place Great Yarmouth Town on Saturday. Stanway Pegasus are home to Norwich CBS. Wivenhoe Town are at Swaffham Town. And one during the week as well, Wivenhoe Town have a home fixture against Cornard United. So that is the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. Thanks for your company this evening. That is pretty much the end of the show. Just want to say a big thank you to our guest Matt Price from Bowes and Pitsey, and also Jack Patmore for doing that interview with him. Coming up next this evening on Phoenix FM, as always, Gareth Williams is here with 2 hours of Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards in Bumper to Bumper. He's followed at 10 o'clock by The Night Shift, our weekly 2 hours of country and Americana, presented as always by Madeline Christie. As for me, I shall be back on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport, 3 till 6 p.m. All of the day's local, national and international sports stories, and plenty of great music in between all the stories and the live updates, and usually at least one match report as well. So I hope you can join me then. If not, I shall be back, all being well, next Thursday between 7 and 8 p.m. with another edition of the Non-League Hour. I'm going to start off musically now with the great Steely Dan, a track of theirs from the 70s called Showbiz Kids. Take care and good night.
Stars come out at night while the poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. After closing time, at the Guernsey Fair, I detect the El Supremo. From the room at the top of the stairs. Well, I've been around the world, and I've been in the Washington Zoo, and in all my travels as the facts unravel, I found this to be true. While the poor people sleeping with the shade on the light, while the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. While the poor people sleeping with the shade on the light, while the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.